It has been assumed for years that emergency telecommunicators need stress training because they are in a stressful occupation. But think about this. There are many stressful occupations: nursing, working with the mentally ill, jobs where you're under time expectations to perform. The list is long. So why the urgency of making sure that people that answer 911 understand what stress is and how to manage it? Stress training could help anyone in any occupation because everyone needs to be able to take care of themselves and understand what the effects of poor stress management can do. We are fortunate that so much attention has been paid to stress, but quite frankly, not many training classes targeted the distinctive problems in this field. Professional Pride presents this personal journey into your job and personal stress awareness. This exercise will prove to be a unique experience that may change forever the way you look at events and feelings surrounding your life. This self-exploration has been given to hundreds of students in the classroom. The feedback from those who completed this exercise has convinced us that this process is very valuable for the problems particular to emergency communications. Here is what you need to do to get the most out of this trip. Give yourself about 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to work through this exercise. Part 1, Illuminating Stress. Just to get you thinking about your own personal stressors, let's talk about what stress is and where it comes from. You know that stress is an essential part of life, and there is good and bad stress. For example, we sometimes place ourselves in stress-producing situations. Some are good for us, or energizers, and some are not so good, or drainers. What makes the difference? Sports is an example of good stress, playing or watching competition. Can sports be negative stress? Sure, if you put too much emphasis on winning, for example. We choose to have children and to enrich our lives. We all know having a problem with a child can be extremely stressful. Or we take a more challenging job that may be in the city. Parachuting is a good example of the differences in which we each think is good or bad stress. We experience good and bad stress daily. The blend of plus and minus brings us to a positive or negative stress quantity, and what is good or bad for us is unique to every person. Choosing our stress. There are stressors that come to us from the outside or external stressors. Noise, pollution, conflict between those around us, witnessing an accident, traffic, loss of any kind, such as theft or death, being a victim of a rape, being ill or disabled, or living through an earthquake are external stressors. Sometimes we have no choice about exposures to these stress, but we do have a choice in how we respond. Internal stress is what is going on inside of us. Grief, fear, unhappiness, insecurity, or remorse. This is what we are feeling and determines the impact of the external stressor. Stuff happens, and how we perceive it and how we react to it determines the amount of damage or good it does. I once asked a paramedic how stress can give us a heart attack. I really didn't understand. After he explained, I became fascinated and began to study the physical consequences of harmful stress. Being in traffic can be very stressful, for example, if you're in a hurry. If your internal reaction to being in traffic is negative, certain involuntary physical results occur in your body. Remember that this physiological reaction happens without our permission and many times without our knowledge. You may recognize some of the symptoms that you have experienced under frightening or stressful situations. Do these sound familiar? Upset stomach, sighing, nervousness, agitation, fast heartbeat. These are all physical reactions, what's going on inside your body. Listen to the underlying results of your distress. Upset stomach? This is a release of cortisol from the adrenal glands. What effect does this have on us? This chemical reaction reduces the stomach's resistance to its own acid. The feeling we're all familiar with, upset stomach. Chronic or continual release can cause ulcers, colitis, and also affect the lymph glands, eventually reducing the body's resistance to the stress of cancer, infection, surgery, or illness. In addition, the bones are made more brittle by cortisone. Scary, huh? Feeling of nervousness or agitation? Thyroid hormones increase in the bloodstream. Meant to speed up the body's ability to get away from danger, this reaction can give us shaky nerves, insomnia, and exhaustion. Not to mention the restriction of sex hormones. Stress also releases sugar into the blood, along with an increase in insulin. Diabetes can be aggravated or even started by excessive demands on the pancreas for insulin. Heart beats faster. Under stress, the brain gives a command to the heart to pump more blood, expanding blood vessels and causing overwork, high blood pressure, aneurysms, or even strokes. Still love your bad attitude? Now let's say your reaction to being stuck in traffic is different. You put on your favorite tape and think about your last vacation or think about your goals. Your body now reaps the benefits of relaxation, pleasure, and actually becomes healthier. The heart slows, the immune system is refreshed, the senses are rested. External event, internal reaction. Some of our stressors can actually be eliminated by choice. You can choose to look at common stressful events differently and eliminate the harmful effects on your body. When stress chooses us. It would be great if we could control how we react to every stressor, but it isn't so. Actually, we don't even recognize some events as stressors, but our body does. This is how the polygraph works. Some events, such as rape or death, are too meaningful to deal with by putting on a relaxing tape. There are many coping mechanisms that we have learned over the years to deal with our stressors. Again, some are healthy coping techniques, such as exercise, hobbies, or having a support network. And some coping techniques are damaging, such as drinking, smoking, or acting out our anger. You have heard the term stress management. This term simply means that you recognize your personal stressors for what they are, and you have a healthy lifestyle that allows you to be fit for any new stress. You also have healthy coping mechanisms in place to overcome the negative physical effects of stress that we all face. So what determines what our reaction will be to an event? Why are some people better equipped to deal with loss or rejection? What determines what will initiate a negative reaction to an event by one person and have no effect on another? Throughout our lives, we have built up our interpretation of events, basing our judgment on experience or beliefs. If something happens to us that is painful, we look around for a cause. Once we label this cause, it becomes a part of our perception process. For example, you're in fourth grade gym class, in your shorts, and a mean little boy says, "You look fat." This is painful, and you now connect being perceived as fat with pain. Now, one event may not affect your perception, but we do zero in on any confirming event. Now, sensitive to being fat, any other reference or remark, our own self-talk, and even an imagined critical look can be proof that what you are feeling is correct. This is how unrealistic body image is developed. Think about some of your unrealistic perceptions. Your beliefs and your interpretation of events. The importance of the event or the importance you give it. The number of times it happens or is confirmed in your mind. The authority that confirms it or the importance of that person in your judgment. The lack of confirming evidence to the contrary. These things are what determine how you develop your interpretation or perception. You can change that perception by examining your beliefs, asking yourself who said so, and changing your own self-talk. Exercise number one. Now is the time to begin your personal stress exploration. Get out the sticky note pad that was provided in the kit and place it in front of you. Take a moment to think about all the stressors in your life at this time. Write one stressor on each note. Place each note separately before you on the table. When you are done, they should be spread out all over the table surface. Begin now. You will hear a few minutes of music that will allow you to complete this task. Welcome back. I hope that you were able to list them all. Next, look at the stressors spread out before you. Think about the amount of emotional energy you give to each. To prepare for exercise number two, place all of your sticky notes in the upper right-hand corner of your table, piled on top of each other, and open your book to the values page. Exercise number two. What we value has a great deal to do with stress. Let's see how. First, let's list some of the things people value. Look at the values listed here. Job, security, money, family, health, physical fitness, hobbies, children. From this list, or your own, turn the page and list the five things you value the most. Do this now. One way to think of it is, you could lose number 5 before you could lose number 4, you could lose 4 before you could lose 3, and so on, until number 1 value is the most important thing in your life, the one thing you would not want to live without. Okay, was that difficult? It was for me, but it isn't for others. Now, to demonstrate how our values affect our stress, take your stressors, listed on the sticky notes, and place them next to the value that it affects. Have your notes extend out in a row to the right of the value, just like the example on the page. Do this now. Thank you. you see a pattern? Are your stressors next to one of your top five values? Do you have stressors that do not fit in any of the top five? If you do, list that value as 6. If you have many stressors that do not fit in the top values, maybe you're not really clear on what you value the most. What's the message here? We are stressed because there are things we value, and it's okay. This may also show you where most of your stress is coming from and make it clear to you what needs to change. Exercise number 3. Take the sticky notes from the values page and put them on a pile on the table again. Turn the page. On this page you will see 3 areas: change, reject, and accept. I'm going to ask you to put your sticky notes in one of these areas. Do this now while I explain the process further. Now, reject means to decline to participate in further, to leave. In marriage, it would be divorce. In a job, it would be quit. For example, if a person's actions give you stress and you wish to place this in the reject category, you must not be around that person when they are doing those actions. This is a drastic step, but sometimes necessary. Accept means to concede to acquiesce, or to surrender. For example, if your mother's nagging stresses you, and you cannot reject her or don't want to, and you cannot change her, you can accept that she is like this and let go of the expectation that she change. When past events stress us, we cannot change them. We can't reject or get away from their memory, but we can accept or relinquish our desire to change something we can't change, which is the past, or get away from something we can't escape, which is the memory. The change category. One rule here: you cannot change another person. It doesn't work. No, not even your own children. You can change your actions, reactions, or behavior towards them, hoping to affect a change, but only they can change themselves. If in your opinion another person's actions or behavior needs to change, you have 3 choices. Number 1, you can change your reaction to them. Number 2, you can accept them as is. Or number 3, you can reject them. Put anything in this change category that you can actually take action to change, no matter how small. For example, if pollution or the environment is one of your stressors, is there actually something you can do about it? Well, sure, you could join Greenpeace. By now, you should have all of your sticky notes in one of the categories. Exercise number 4. Now, I'm going to ask you to make a commitment. Any item in the reject category must be torn apart and thrown away. You will not participate in this stressor again. At this time, take any note in the reject category and rip it up. If you cannot, move it to another category. Next, anything in the accept category may take some work. Here are some ways to be more accepting. Building resistance, as in the case of bad memories or grief. Changing perception, like we talked about earlier in the tape, as in the case of another person with bad habits or traffic, or any other thing you must be around but really can't change. Consider for a moment how you will begin to accept the stressors you've placed in this category. Anything in the change category goes to the next page. You will see here that these items are now your goals, and you have just participated in goal setting. Pretty cool. Follow the directions for each of your changes, and you will have a process of development and growth. Take these goals with you and put them in an obvious place, for example, your bathroom mirror. And remember that taking action is the best way to relieve stress. This will help you to commit to changing those things in your life that are not good for you, negative stress or drainers. Professional Pride hopes that you have enjoyed this stress exercise and that you can now see your stress quotient clearly. The next step in this series is stress wellness, taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually.